thank you for supporting the media outreach of New Covenant Christian Ministries. Through the powerful preaching and teaching of Pastor Bill and Dr. Deanne Johnson, family relations are being restored, the wayward are returning to God, and together we are transforming all people into fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. Join us now for a message that will strengthen you in your faith and encourage you to be all that God has designed you to be.
On last year, we have been centering around this theme of reset. And one of the things that I, as a pastor, want to do, try to do, endeavor to do, I believe it's my job to do, is to hear what I believe the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us as a church. And such as I have, give I thee. You said, can I switch mics? Is all right? Okay. All right. The Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me, and he said, the reset is over. Posture for growth. The reset is over. Posture for growth. So I began to think through, process that, and I'm admittedly, I'm still processing what all of that means. So you'll begin to see posturing for growth. And so I began to look up. If I don't know something, I like to look up definitions and try to understand what is happening. And I said, well, what is growth? Growth means to spring up and develop to maturity. To spring up and develop to maturity, to increase in size, to spring up and develop to maturity and to increase in size. Then I asked the question, okay, what does posture mean? And when I began to look at that, it's a conscious mental or outward behavioral attitude. It's a conscious mental or outward behavioral attitude. So that means, if you put them together, I have a conscious mental outward or behavioral attitude that's going to cause me to spring up and develop to maturity. I'm going to walk around with a mindset. I'm going to mimic that with my behaviors so that I am walking, listen to this, at an increased capacity to handle what God's getting ready to do. There, in the book of Genesis, when you look, you'll see that God put the man in the garden to tend and to keep it. But before he did that, it says there was just a mist that was in the garden. And he said, because there was no man to tend and to keep it, to till the ground, to deal with it. In other words, I can't pour out the fullness of what I want to do because I don't have anybody to keep if I start pouring out. But now that I have a man in the place, a human being in place, I can begin to pour out rain. I can add the rain so that I now can see the fullness develop, full development of what I've purposed. And so when you're talking about posturing for growth, again, I'm getting my mind, I'm getting myself, I'm getting my attitude, I'm gaining a perspective that's going to cause me to spring up and come to maturity. When you fast forward to the New Testament, Paul said it like this in 1 Corinthians 13, a different type of context, but he shows this progress. He said, when I was a child, I began to think like a child. I did what a child would do. I behaved like a child. I acted like a child. But he says, but when I became a man, when I became mature, I put away. Look at somebody and say, it's time to grow. It's time to grow. It's time to grow. And so I want to encourage you today. I just have some real simple instructions that's going to help us to posture for growth. Can we make room for these little instructions that I want to give? Okay, listen to me. Listen to me. How do I posture for growth? Let me give them to you up front. Commune with God, connect with people, and commit to the process. Commune with God, connect with people, and commit to the process. Say it with me. Commune with God, connect with people, and commit to the process. Since y'all shouted up a lot of my time, I gave you the whole sermon outline right there. What's the outline today? Commune with God. Connect with people. Okay, let's deal with the first one real quick. When we say commune with God, I want you to jot this scripture down. John chapter 15 and verse number 4. See, you need God's presence to grow and bear fruit. There's no way any of this can happen without God. John 15 and 4 says it like this: abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. Again, abide in me and I in you, as the branch, it didn't say will not, it says cannot. The branch does not have the ability. The branch by itself, separate and apart from God, has no ability to grow. The branch without God, the branch without the vine cannot grow. And so he says, the secret is abiding in me. And that's where there's a communion with God, where you go before God and you commune with him. There's a part of you that longs for God. You've been trying to satisfy it with other things, but only God can satisfy it. Here's another one. Jot this one down. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse 2 and 3. I'll just deal with verse 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. See, you not only need God's presence to grow, but you need God's word to grow. Talking about this communion with God. You commune with him in the word. He says in 1 Peter 2 and 2, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may what?
Grow.
Shout it loud. That you may what?
Grow.
Grow thereby. As newborn babes. How many of you were ever a baby? Oh, good, good, good. Nobody was born grown. So we understand, if you've ever seen a baby, if you begin to hold the baby, and especially the mother holds the baby is going to naturally look for nourishment. The same way we need to commune with God. When we're talking about communing with him, we commune with him through his word. We're going to be all right? Okay. Everybody say, hurry along. So as newborn babes craves milk, so born again believers should long for the pure spiritual milk that will nourish us. You cannot grow without the word. So what do you need to grow? How do you posture for growth? Commune with God. Second thing I told you is this: connect with people. Everybody say, connect with people. Now, this is where a lot of us fall off the wagon, because we think it's just me and Jesus. It's just me and God. All you need for your salvation is Jesus. But Jesus was wise enough to put you in something called the body of Christ. So let me look at you. Let me tell you, connecting with people. You need, jot the scripture down. Galatians chapter number 4, verse 19. Galatians 4 and 19. You need to connect, first of all, with somebody who will pray for you. Not just somebody who will listen to you, but somebody who will pray for you. Here's Paul talking to the church at Galatia. He said, my little children, Galatians 4 and 19, my little children, listen to this, for whom I labor in birth pangs until Christ is formed in you. Paul is saying, I labored, meaning I'm praying for you. I'm so concerned about you coming to the place of maturity that I'm committing myself to prayer. My question is this. I didn't ask how many followers do you have? How many prayers do you have? Let me tell you what blessed me. Some of you may know that last week I had a nephew to die. And what blessed me, Elder Gilstrap, Walter Gilstrap just called me. I wouldn't bother nobody. In fact, I'm at a Christmas fellowship. I get a call, Pastor, I heard about you, heard about your nephew. I wanted to let you know I'm here for you. I want to pray for you. And then he said, in another call, because he called me again, I know you're a pastor. But that doesn't mean you don't grieve. I got cards from people at my house. I'm opening the card and I'm thinking it's a Christmas card. So sorry to hear about your loss. We're praying for you. My question is, do you have somebody in your life that you're so connected to that you know that they will pray for you? Let me tell you something. It's good to be married, but it's better to have a praying spouse. I asked my wife this morning, I started to say, when you pray for me, what do you pray? I said, I'm assuming you do pray for me, right? And she said, boy, I'm going to knock you out. You know I pray for you. How you think you made it this far? No. But then I asked her about some of the things. I said, when you pray for me, what do you pray for? And she began to delineate some of the things that she would pray for me. That's between us. But what I'm getting at is this. You need to connect with people. Connect with somebody that'll pray for you. Let me tell you another thing. Jot this one down. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. You need to connect with somebody who'll tell you the truth. Look at somebody and say, sure, you're right. I said, connect with somebody who will tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. It says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into all things into him who is the head, that is Christ. The way you're going to grow is not by people lying to you, but somebody telling you the truth. Look at somebody and say, please tell me the truth. I can handle the truth. I don't need liars in my life. I need folk that's going to tell me, please tell me. Tell me if you love me, if you love me. Because he says speaking the truth in love, meaning the motive for what I'm getting ready to say to you comes from a place of love. I'm speaking the truth in love. You need to connect with somebody that's going to tell you the truth. And another thing I'm talking about connecting with people, you need to connect with a local church to grow and help others grow. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. Ephesians 4 and 16 says it like this. From whom the whole body, joined, listen to these phrases, and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes the, what's the word? Growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So now, it's not just you and Jesus. You need to connect with a local church. Listen, today you might be here at New Covenant and you've been kind of around the peripheries of New Covenant, but you're not in. You need to come on in and connect. Some of you all have your name on the roll, but you're not connected. You got a wall up. Open your heart and really connect. Connect with people. Let me tell you something. It's hard to receive care from who you don't connect with. To care from who you do not connect with. And it's hard to care for who you do not connect with. So this is, listen, when you're talking about this whole connection thing, this is not just you doing something where you say, I've come today and I got my word. No, you are to be a supplying joint. You are to connect with others to help them to grow. All right? So I told you, commune with God. Second, what I told you, connect with people. And here's the last thing, commit to the process. I read this. It says the process of spiritual growth begins by knowing Jesus Christ initially. That's called regeneration. But it doesn't stop there. It continues in one's deepening relationship with him. Paul even prayed, "Oh, that I might know him." And so it's a continual knowing. And so understand something. When you're talking about a process, God is on a, he's working in your life. Jot this down. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will what? He will complete it or perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Notice, that shows a progression. He began a work. That work is going to continue and he's going to complete it. So I got to commit to the process. Let me give you this and I'm going to be through. Something I want to call, it's a four-stage process. A four-stage process that's going to help you to be committed. You ready for it? Here it is. Four stages. Evaluation. Elimination. Education. And implementation. Four stages. Evaluation, elimination, education, and implementation. Evaluation. Take an honest look at where you are. Grade yourself. Most of us have used or use all the time GPS, especially here in Atlanta. You don't know what the traffic's going to be like. Even if I know where I'm going, I put it in, I said, okay, because I need to be rerouted or whatever. Take an honest evaluation of where you are. Ask questions that will cause you to probe. Be honest with, don't just ask surface questions. Do a real evaluation. Look at somebody and say, don't grade yourself on a curve. Evaluation. But this is what I found out. Many times we do an evaluation, but we don't do the next thing, which is going to be critical for growth. The next thing after evaluation is elimination. Elimination. You need to eliminate the barriers to your growth. You need to eliminate carefully. You need to eliminate strategically. And you need to eliminate cleanly. You need to eliminate carefully. Some things are in your life of what I call load-bearing walls. You just can't go and move that. And so you need to be careful as to what you eliminate and when you eliminate it. But you need to also eliminate strategically. Don't eliminate just to eliminate some things you need. Amen. And so I need to look at my life and say, okay, Lord, is this a part of what needs to be in my life now? Listen to that statement. Is this something that needs to be in my life now? It was fine 5 years ago, but I'm in a different place. Is this a part of what you're doing in me now that I can move forward in terms of growing with you? And then I'm strategically eliminating, but I'm also I'm eliminating cleanly. I'm not taking something out, then I'm bringing a little bit back in. I'm taking, anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever tried to clean out the house or clean out a room? And then, you know, anybody ever had a dumpster brought to their house? And the next thing you know, all of your stuff is in the trash. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Did anybody have any reference? Your stuff is in the trash. Then you go in the trash, you say, wait a minute. And then you have to go in there and you go, wait, and you bring that back in. In our lives, there are times when we're trying to eliminate, going back and forth and rather than a clean cut. So now, then I said, evaluation, elimination, education. We need to listen to this. Ask yourself, what is it that I need to learn? What is it that I need to learn? And then here's another question. What is it that I need to unlearn? And the last thing is implementation. I need to put it into practice. I need to put it into practice. And here's the key. I can't stand this. Here's the key. I can't stand it. Here's the key. I can't stand it. Goes against everything in me. Start small. I can't stand that. Start small. But start small, you mean if I do a little bit consistently, it's going to work out? Start small. I want to start massive. I'm that kind of guy. Are you hearing what I want it big, man. If we're going to do it, let's do it. Start small. And I'm through with that because that's all I can say about it. And then here it is. Art, you can appreciate this. Bishop Scales used to say this. He talked about growth. He said, reasonable progress in measurable time. So don't expect as you start this year, tomorrow is January the 1st. Don't expect to be a spiritual giant and everything worked out in your life by January the 4th. I know some of you give yourself time. You're not going to say the 2nd, but by the 4th, I'm on. All I'm saying is this, being consistent. Being consistent. I told you that I went through a number of things. Commune with God, connect with people, and commit to the process. Commune with God, connect with people, and commit to the process. And you'll find yourself increasing your capacity to handle what God wants to bring in your life. Amen. Amen. Posture for growth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We made it. Pastor D gave an invitation earlier for those who needed to rededicate their lives to the Lord. But before you can rededicate your life to the Lord, you have to have had an initial relationship with Him. If you're in here watching online and you say, you know what, I'm not sure if I ever had a real relationship with God. If I'm not sure if I ever initiated that. Do you know that you were born again? Do you know that your sins are forgiven? Do you know that? And my friend, if you've never asked him initially to come into your life, this is the time to do that. Don't tune out now. Don't start doing anything else, because this is a very important time, and we need everybody pulling in and praying. Because right now, let me tell you where the warfare comes in. The warfare comes in right here. Because the enemy will do anything to keep people in the kingdom of darkness. But what I love about the word, the light of the word can break anything that the enemy can do. The light of the gospel. The good news is that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, died for your sins, was raised on the third day, was ascended to heaven. And he says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you receive the Son, you have life. And so, my friend, if you're here today or watching online and you say, I don't know if my sins are forgiven. I don't know if I have eternal life. I don't know if I'm saved, but I want to be. I want to do it today. This is the best way to cross over into a new year with new life. Pray with me right now, everybody. We're going to pray out loud. Come on, say, dear God, I need a relationship with you. Jesus, I want you in my life. Today, I call upon your name. I believe that you died for my sin and was raised on the third day. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Change my life. In Jesus' name, thank you for forgiving my sin and causing me to be transformed. In Jesus' name. Every head bowed, every eye closed, please. If you say, Pastor, that's the first time I prayed that prayer, asking Jesus to come into my heart to save me. Would you raise your hand right high so I can see it? That was your first time. Anybody in the room, you said, Pastor, that was me. I see that hand. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You can put it down. I see that hand. Thank you so much. Anybody else? You said, Pastor, I prayed that prayer for the first time, asking Jesus to come into my heart. You can look up at me. To those of you who raise your hand, I say, welcome to the family of God. God is a good God. God is a good God. He's still a saving God.
We hope you've enjoyed this message. For more information on other products and materials, please contact us at 770-484-9300, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., or visit our website at www.newcov.org. If you're in the Atlanta area, we invite you to join us for one of our dynamic services. Once again, thank you for receiving the living word of God from New Covenant Christian Ministries, where we are transforming all people into fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ.